Andrew, I know the last few days have been stressful, and, you know, if you ever need to talk to anybody.
I know. You and Dad are here for me.
Actually, I was thinking we could arrange for you to talk to a professional.
A shrink? You think I'm crazy?
Of course not. It's just that the accident probably stirred up a lot of emotions, and it would be normal for you to be feeling confused or depressed or shamed.
I'm cool. Really.
Honey, you put a woman into a coma. Surely that arouses some kind of emotion.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, I won't. Not until you tell me.
Why do you care?
Because I need to know that you're not a monster.
You want to know how I feel?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. I feel bad that she got hurt. But I also feel bad that my car got dinged because somebody didn't have enough sense to look both ways before she crossed the street. And I also feel bad that now I'm going to have to ride my bike to school.
Andrew, you almost killed another human being.
She's an old lady, okay? She's lived her life. I have my whole life ahead of me, and now it might be screwed up. That's what you should be worried about.
What I'm worried about, Andrew, is that you don't seem to have a soul. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't call the police.
Because I'm your son. That would make you the monster.